This is a summary of upcoming community announcements from the Fig City News Calendar, narrated by an AI-generated voice. This episode covers approximately the next 25 events on the calendar. For complete details, registration links, and contact information for all events mentioned, visit figcitynews.com. Newton residents have several opportunities this month to meet with local elected officials. Ward 6, Councillor Martha Bixby will hold office hours at Cacao in Newton Highlands on Friday, February 6th from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Mayor Mark Laredo is holding a series of listening sessions throughout the city over the coming weeks. The Ward 7 session takes place Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at Bigelow Middle School. Ward 4 meets Thursday, February 12th at 7 p.m. at Burr Elementary School. Ward 3 gathers Thursday, February 26th at 7 p.m. at Day Middle School. On Sunday, March 1st, Ward 2 meets at 1 p.m. at the Cooper Centre, and Ward 6 meets at 3 p.m. at the Centre at 1294. Ward 1 session is Thursday, March 12th at 7 p.m. at the Newton Community Stage at Lincoln Elliott Elementary School. Registration is optional but encouraged in case weather requires a last-minute switch to virtual format. Ward 4, Councillor Randy Block will also hold office hours at the Auburndale Community Library on Sunday, February 15th from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Black History Month brings a series of programmes to Newton. Spark Newton presents a jazz concert featuring beloved jazz pianist George W. Russell Jr., who returns to Newton on Saturday, February 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the War Memorial Auditorium at Newton City Hall. The programme celebrates Black musical heritage with performances blending gospel, jazz and contemporary styles. Cabot Park Village is hosting a Black History Lecture Series organised by Lionel Porter. On Monday, February 9th at 1 p.m, Rahsaan Hall, President and CEO of the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, will speak in the community room at Cabot Park Village on Newtonville Avenue. On Monday, February 13th at 3 p.m, Paris Alston, host of GBH News Rooted, will speak at the same location. Both lectures are open to the public. West Newton Cinema presents Behind the Screen Sinners on Sunday, February 8th at 1 p.m. The film is a period horror drama set in 1932 Mississippi during the Jim Crow era. A panel discussion will follow the screening, exploring the film's fusion of music, history, and horror. Tickets are $12. Several musical performances are scheduled in the coming weeks. The Colgate 13, the longest-running all-male undergraduate collegiate, a cappella group in the United States, performs at the Allen Center in West Newton on Friday, February 6th at 7:30 p.m. Registration is required for this free event, and seating is limited. Music Mondays presents a program of Beethoven and Franck on Monday, February 16th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Scandinavian Center on Waltham Street. The concert features Newton native Constantine Finehouse on piano and cellist Tyler Michael James. The concert is also available via Zoom. Admission is free, though donations to the musicians are appreciated. The Lydian String Quartet, ensemble in residence at the Allen Center, presents their third open rehearsal on Thursday, February 19th at 7:30 p.m. The quartet will rehearse Beethoven string quartets, and audience members can move around and observe the musicians' process up close. Tickets are $30. At the Newton Free Library, a poetry reading and open mic takes place Tuesday, February 10th at 7 p.m. The series features three published poets followed by an open mic where all attendees may participate. This month's featured poets are Quentin Collins, Matthew E. Henry, and Tatiana Johnson Boria. The poetry series is hosted by Elizabeth Lund, co-director of Haiku Newton, and host of Poetic Lines at New TV. The Newton Free Library hosts a Lunar New Year celebration on Wednesday, February 11th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., welcoming the Year of the Horse with performances, crafts, Chinese calligraphy, a photo booth, lantern riddles, and mahjong. A fix-it clinic takes place at the Newton Free Library on Sunday, February 8th from 1:15 p.m. to 4 p.m. Repair coaches will help residents diagnose and fix broken household items, including small appliances, electronics, textiles, lamps, jewellery, computers, and musical instruments. The clinic is free. A puzzle swap takes place Sunday, February 15th at 2 p.m. Bring puzzles in good condition to trade and take home as many as you bring. West Newton Cinema Reeds presents an evening with filmmaker John Sayles on Saturday, February 7th from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Sayles will read from and discuss his new novel The Crucible and his film City of Hope, in conversation with Robin Young, host of Here and Now, the nationally syndicated radio program produced by WBUR. Tickets are $20 and include the screening, reading, book signing, and question and answer session. The Tanglewood Marionettes present The Dragon King at the Newton Community Stage at Lincoln Elliott School on Tuesday, February 17th at 11 a.m., featuring colourful sea creatures and marionette puppetry. A group of Newton North High School students have formed Newton Youth Energizers and are seeking to perform free home energy assessments for 100 Newton households by the end of April. The assessments help lower utility costs and reduce carbon emissions. Those who schedule an assessment or refer a friend during February will be entered into a raffle for a gift card. Visit figcitynews.com for information on how to schedule an assessment. CANDU, Citizens for Affordable Housing in Newton Development Organisation, will offer free income tax preparation for low to moderate income households starting February 11th. At 413 Watertown Street. Appointments can be scheduled beginning February 4th. Elliott Church of Newton hosts the Shop Your Heart Out Market on Saturday, February 7th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Featuring more than 15 local artists and artisans, the venue is fully accessible. The Teen Summer Expo takes place Tuesday, February 10th from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Newton South High School. Families can meet directors of more than 80 summer programs for students ages 12 to 18. Newton Parks, Recreation and Culture is offering lifeguard training courses during February and April vacation weeks. Participants must be at least 15 years old. Registration is now open. The Friends of Newton Cemetery and Arboretum is accepting applications for its 2026 to 2027 Artist in Residence program. Applications are due February 14th. Registration is open for Newton Girls Softball's Spring Recreational Program for players in kindergarten through grade 8. Deadlines vary by age group, with grades 1 through 8 due by March 30th and kindergarten and grade 1 due by April 18th. Newton Community Education has winter programs and summer camps open for registration, including classes for adults in painting, real estate planning, yoga, cooking, and languages, as well as youth programs and summer camps running June 30th through August 22nd. Waban Library Centre hosts Coffee Hour on Saturdays in February, the 7th, 14th, and 21st, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Coffee and tea are provided free. Full details, dates, links, and registration information for all events are available at figcitynews.com.